I'm Mary T. Hamm. I'm one of the three organizers of the new International Echo Awards. And I have the privilege of being here today with a representative of the agency that swept the Echoes this year with 15 awards, plus the Diamond Echo, plus a Silver Echo in Creative. I'm with Darío González, who is the CCO of BML Argentina. Thank you, Darío, for participating in this interview.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
One of the things that you won your 15 Echoes with five different campaigns.
Yeah.
Which is really impressive. Can you help your competitors throughout the world by giving us your secrets? How do you win so many awards?
Actually, we won so many awards by not chasing awards, maybe. Maybe that's the secret. We were not, when we conceived the work, we didn't were chasing medals or awards. We were trying to do some meaningful work that has real impact and that moves results, that generates results to the clients or to the business. And that's how we work. That's how we chase the big ideas now every day. And that's the only secret, I guess, because after that, when you are chasing actual work that generates big impact, the awards just came after that.
That's what we were talking a little about before this interview. We were saying that what the Echo Awards pursue is true business results, true results for the client, and not just advertising presence results. And it seems that you've been able to do that very well. And what is there another secret to that? How do you talk to your clients to be able to extract exactly what they need?
The conversation with our clients, we try to be the more realistic and the more close to our clients as possible. And when we do that, when we end up having simpler brief, you know what I mean? When you are really close to the client, when you have the conversations that you need to have, when you challenge the brief and the objectives of the campaigns or the briefs itself, you end up starting from a healthier spot, you know, and that's the beginning of everything, to start from a realistic problem, from a real problem, from the simpler premise as possible, to end up with a big idea.
Of the five different campaigns that won Echoes in 2024, which is your favorite, Darío?
That's a hard one. I got a special appreciation from the work that we did for ASDRA, the Down Syndrome Association from Argentina, because that piece of work was the most moving process that I've been involved, maybe in my career. ASDRA was chasing a change in the law. I was chasing a simplification for many, many people's lives, and to help them with that, to do an idea and a campaign that achieved that is unbelievable, and it's super, super special for all of us here at BML. So I have to say that work is our favorite.
I love your comments, because I've been reading up, preparing for a retreat that we want to have with Echo winners to pursue where we have to go with our type of marketing in the future. And one of the things that I read in more than one source, these futurologists, that they say marketing is nothing if it doesn't help to improve people's lives.
Yeah.
So I love your answer to that. Now, my friend Michael Cruz, who's a fellow creative like you are, has an interesting question. He said, now, if budget and time weren't constraints, what would you have been able to do in that campaign that you didn't do because of those constraints?
Yeah, I guess a documentary of the process of this and how this actually changed people's life, and to show how these people was dealing with different challenges and how they improved their life. I guess that is something that I would love to do with this campaign.
Wow, love it. In other words, you're saying what we need to do is to document those results in terms of the people results. Very emotional, also
the impact on people's life. You know, that's the more amazing result that you can get, and when you have it, it's so beautiful that I guess that's the thing that I would love to. If I had the money, I will spend it on that.
Wonderful. Data, you come from prior to VML, you were in Wunderman, so I know that you, just like me, are a data fiend. What role did data play in your the five campaigns that won Echoes?
We have a huge data department here at VML Buenos Aires, and every brief starts there. Every brief, when we got a brief, the first step is going through data and through strategy. First through data, because they can bring to the table maybe some angles or some things that are happening across some topics that may be relevant, or some challenges that we may be not seeing. And that's the step one of every major brief that we got. So in these campaigns, actually, because we were talking about Azra, so I will keep you on that, but on that piece of work, data was the key element, because we started there, understanding the problem, the issue, how many people was affected. And after that, we started to move across several parts of the map of the situation to arrive to the idea. The idea was to make this data-driven tool that analyzes politicians' promises. This is the first time someone does that, to analyze the politicians' promises during their campaign, to see how difficult it was to achieve, and to generate this index that we generated to do that was a huge amount of data analysis and data gathering. We have to do interviews, we have to read papers, we have to train an AI to analyze other countries' law projects. Was a huge data analysis to get the tool, and after that, to make it into an idea in a campaign. So data is key today for us, and it's a key part of our process. And in that specific idea was everything. Something that is happening today, and I'm seeing it in the younger generations, is that as we were chasing insights, they are chasing data. They are chasing, when the younger generations got a brief, the first thing that they do, the creatives, the first thing that they do is to start looking for data. they go to Google, to ChatGPT, to, well, of course, they work with the strategy, they go to X. They are trying to find data as their first instinct. So I guess that this will be the new normal for the future creative directors, because the younger ones are starting there.
I really didn't know that. I was speaking to a great marketing philosopher this morning.
I'm not.
I love that. I we were chasing insights and they are chasing data. I love that.
Yeah.
New technology. How is that helping and creating new possibilities for your work?
I guess we can, if we go to the big thing right now, of course, AI. AI is chasing everything. It's changing everything. It's changing the way we develop the ideas. It's changing the way that we think ideas, because now you have more time to produce. The production of some things is super fast now, so you can dare to react even faster to what is happening. And that's amazing. That's amazing. Of course, we are trying to keep the pace with AI. We have a market team here that is developing some different tools. And we, as a WPP company, we are using WPP Open, that is the WPP AI tool that is an absolute game changer. That for us is like, I guess it's like when, I don't know, 30 years ago, Photoshop appeared, you know? Now you have a new way of doing things, a faster way of doing things, a faster way tool to react, to produce. We are making commercials super fast using just our tools. And it's a super exciting time for us, the creatives. The toolbox is getting bigger. You know,
but the major problem we have is the tremendous cost of production and using, you know, getting all those cameras and getting them out on location. And you know better than I do.
Yes.
All the cost implications, and it's very, very high. Is AI helping to reduce the production cost?
It's helping a lot to reduce cost and time. Of course, this is moving super fast, faster than anything maybe, but we are not yet at the point that you can do some complex things. The human feeling is hard to generate with AI still.
Yeah.
But you can do some tactic stuff, some simpler stuff. You can solve it super fast and super cheaper with AI right now. We just launched a campaign 2 weeks ago with two commercial, two TV spots, totally done with AI. With fully made with AI.
And could you get that, could you achieve that human feeling in those commercials?
This was more a selling promo. You know, but with a twist, with some humoristic twist, and we could do that. The humor, if you manage the right codes, it's possible. I think that still the other emotions are harder to get with AI. The emotion that you get with a look, with a smile, that is still you need an actor, you need a director, you need some sensibility that AI is just not there yet.
Not there yet. Okay. I think we've already talked a little bit about this, Pablo, but let's go back over it. How do you measure success in your campaigns?
That's a hard one. I guess the first indicator is the gut feeling, the feeling you get when you do the work. The feeling of achievement that you get after doing that, when you ended up a campaign or a piece or whatever, and you got that feeling that that is just proud of the work that you did, that's the first and the most important indicator of success, I guess. The self proud of the work. Mm-hmm. To be proud of the work is the most important part. And after that, of course, the work can achieve awards, can change metric, move metrics, can trigger sales. And everything is amazing and everything got better and better and make you more proud. But the first indicator for me of success is you being proud of the work that you did.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the
Americans would say the gut feeling, right? If you can feel it in your stomach, then you know you've done right. Wonderful. Last question. Where do you see the future of communications and marketing communications going over the next 5 or 10 years? I don't have easy questions, Dario.
I see. To tell you the truth, I don't really know because everything's changing so fast, so fast, that thinking 10 years ahead, I don't know what reality are we facing. But the thing that I feel that will be every time more important is to connect with your audience as usual, no? As always as, connect with your audiences, to connect through a feeling. That will be the differential of brands that we will keep chasing now and forever. Because to connect with the feeling is to trigger some reaction, and to trigger some reaction is what we do the work.
Wonderful. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to wrap up this interview?
That we are super proud of this year work, and to achieve 15 awards at the ECO is just amazing
plus,
for us.
Plus the Diamond ECO and a silver.
Yeah, this beauty right here.
Yeah.
We are super proud and super thankful to all of our colleagues that was voting and of course of clients that trust on the work.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Pablo, for your time, for your insights. Well, thank you, Pablo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.